The views and opinions expressed on this panel are those of this panel and are for entertainment purposes only. Do not, and I repeat, do not try this at home. And don't whine in the comments when you don't like it. We don't care. All right, guys, we're about to get started. As you see, I am your bartender for the day, getting the drinks ready for the show. Oh, you're going to need a drink for this one. What you drinking on? I got vodka, I got something brown and nasty. I got whatever you need to make you chill or to get you completely lit. What is it? Tell me all about it. Because you know this show is going to be a mess. Fun and more. All right, what you drinking on, baby? I got you. All right, guys. Welcome back to Kamisha Reviews. I did put this in the chat. This topic in the beginning of this episode may be sensitive to some, which is why I'll be putting a few things up like this. I have the number also in the chat as well. And to my ladies in the back, add your channel. It gives you the option whenever you sign in to StreamYard that you guys can add it. So be live on your channel at the same exact time. All right, let me go ahead and bring to the stage Kiss My Cheeks TV, who I have not seen in forever. What is going on, mama? Welcome back. And we got the Receipt Queen is in the building. We got Ebby Reviews. Ooh, looking really pretty today. And we got Mada from Mama. Welcome everybody. Okay, Kid Bachi giving up a face. So Miss Dina, aka Christina, do you want to give a recap of the hot mess that we saw last night?
Yes. Hold on. Let me go to my notes. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Okay. So we finish up with the Dominique and Alexis argument. He ends up going to a hotel. So then the next day, Josh, I can't remember the girl name, but whatever. They was in the boom boom room. And then everybody got to sit around and discuss what happened the night before. And they give Alexis advice. And then Taronda talks to Alexis. She shows her this whack ass video from Dominique. They both got to leave due to the no touching policy. Sienna and Brandon still discussing their location issues. Then they had the Kama Sutra game. Everybody participated, but Sienna and Brandon had the least amount of chemistry. And then Sienna was mad about Brandon discussing their relationship with someone else. Oh, I forgot. Sadia, I think that's her name, and Chris, they kind of resolved their issues. And then Sienna was mad Brandon was discussing their relationship with somebody else, but she was doing the same thing. And then the next week, they bring a friend.
Okay. All right. So I do want to talk about the very beginning the situation where they did put their hands on each other. We kind of briefly discussed it today, and I do have to interview her after this as well. But everybody kind of gave their opinion about it. I mean, it is what it is. I'm happy that she had an opportunity to actually talk about it with Taronda. And I know, yes, that video that Dominique left where it seemed like he didn't take it very seriously at all was whack as hell. I will say that. It was just trash.
And he's still standing on business with that black-ass
lot. Yeah, he is. So, Kid My Cheeks TV, what you think about this, Mama? I know you were here last week. What's your opinion about that whole situation?
I wish I was here last week so bad because I like this show. It is extremely messy, but it's fresh mess. It ain't the same old mess. So I really like this show. I have so much to say about each couple, but I ain't going to go backwards. We're at Alexis and Dominique, the fight. I'm so happy production stepped in and sent them home. I'm so happy that Cass poured into Alexis because I was getting the feeling old girl was going to take him back and old girl was going to stay. And I was like, I'm going to have to quit watching this show if I got to see violence on the TV. Like, I'm so happy production stepped in. Now, Alexis, I don't know you, Kamisha, you will interview her after this, but I just was getting a feeling like she was going to give old boy a pass until Taronda said, okay, now both of y'all got to go home. So I'm so happy production stepped in and did the right thing. Ladies, because this fool was shooting his shot on his goodbye message. Anybody that has watched this show and wants to date Dominique, y'all are effing fools. Please, when you see this man walk in the other direction, because if he will lay hands on this woman on the first time meeting her, guarantee he'll do the same thing to you. Please walk in the other direction. And I'm just so happy they got him off of my TV screen.
Girl, yeah, and shooting his shot at the end was a mess. Y'all girls call me. Who about to call you, sir? Anyway, I'm like, my, would you? I know you were here last week, mama. So what you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Are they saying that was fake in the chat?
Say it again.
Yes.
Comment. So I don't,
I guess you may. So, there was an Instagram that they both went on the Instagram video with girl was the tea and had said it was fake. So I'm going to address that today with the interview, but that's what, you know, and people in the chat are pretty angry about them posting that, saying that it was fake. They didn't believe it. It felt like it was real. The relationship was fake, all the different things. It's a lot. So yeah, it happened the first week or after the first episode, all that happened, child. Shout out to all the members in the chat. Hey Lee, Mod, what's your opinion about this episode? Cause I know you weren't here last week, mama.
Yeah. I agree.
Mod.
Can you hear me? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, go ahead. You good. Go ahead.
You can hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying I agree with Keith My Chick about the production stepping up. But if this girl, if Alexis knew that they're going to be sent home, she would not have, maybe they would have acted in a different way. That girl was like, oh, why is he going to the hotel? I don't understand why is he. And I am not really sorry for that. Even when they are doing their life, they are still kind of, you know, she's still appreciative of him. What are you doing with him on IG? This is the guy who was hitting you, beating you, violating you on TV, and you're over here on IG laughing and kicking. Make it make sense. I am not feeling sorry for her at all.
Goody won't let me add just a device not connected. Come back in. You say you don't feel sorry for her at all? So, Abby, did you have any words you want to say about this, mama? Did you say no?
No, I was on mute. I didn't say anything yet. I haven't said anything
I'm sorry,
yet.
Mama. What did you want to tie in with this? I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
You fine. I only got a few minutes, so I had to go to a bridal shower. But,
okay.
They can all go to hell. Listen. And I want to reiterate, at no point in time is it okay for a nigga to put his hands on you.
Okay.
Never is that an okay thing for some man to do. It's also not okay for you to put your hands on him. Everybody keep their damn hands to themselves unless you're ready to go to jail. Okay? Because I didn't put my hands on nobody unless I've already considered the fact that this probably will put me behind the bars. And I'm okay. And then I check myself and say, am I okay with that? Yes, I'm okay with that. And then I proceed with the violence. Violence is sometimes the answer, but it's not always the answer. Okay?
Right.
And if that's his first go-to within 15 minutes of meeting you, go in the opposite direction. If they show you who they are, believe them. He showed his cards. That's how he get down. He like to put his hands on people. If you cool with that, then be cool with that and don't say nothing about it. But if you don't like it, run in the opposite direction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we, your family, are ready and willing to go to jail and go to war behind you. So please think about that before you proceed with the shenanigans. All right? Mm-hmm. All right.
I really wouldn't have
to. Not all right. So, Lee, mama, I just want to go ahead and finish this up about the, you know, she went out and talked to Rhonda, and of course he went to the hotel. Not the producers saying maybe might come back. I was tripping on that. That's okay. Maybe.
Can I say something?
What do you have to say, mama? Anything, Lee?
Yeah, because I'm pissed off.
Go ahead, Dana.
Okay. So, first of all, the whole if it's fake, if it's true, if it was staged, whatever. This one thing you do not play about is domestic violence. Because if they stage that whole thing to, you know, make a splash and maybe it went too far or whatever. For those of us who are domestic violence survivors, that shit is trash, okay? Because that one makes it hard for women and men, because you saw old boy talked about he was in an abusive relationship. When people make jokes about it or they stage it or... you know, say, oh, he was just doing that for TV, then the rest of us who have to go to court and fight to say that this really happened to me, it makes it more difficult for us, and it shit pissed me the fuck off. Okay, I'm done.
No, the thing about it with the DV and everything else is really, a lot of people are mad about that, because people in my comments were saying the same thing, that this is a real situation, people go through this in real life, and the fact that you come out and saying this is a fake, made it up, or whatever, whoever made it up. It looked really, really bad on them. I will admit that.
You can tell in the beginning when they were kind of hustling, you know, she was looking at him and laughing and, you know, like, okay, what we about to do next or whatever. Because I, at the very beginning, I didn't believe that it was like real. And then, you know, when she started swinging back on him and grabbing the pot, I was like, okay, maybe they little game went too far. So I went back and rewatched it. Now, that's just my personal opinion, but it looked like it was like, okay, we playing for the cameras, and then it went, you know, too far or whatever. That's why you don't play fight with people, because somebody gonna get in their feelings or get touched the wrong way, and now it's a full-on brawl. And I just don't like the fact that you would even attempt to stage something like, oh, y'all know I don't care about people coming on here being fake. That shit is trash anyway. But to do some fake DV or a fake argument, and then it went left, and now you got all these people out here who are triggered, who really went through the situation, and y'all making jokes and making light about it, and, oh, it wasn't that serious. You know what? I need to call one of my big homies and have him touched up, and then see if it's not a big deal. But you only picking on somebody that's smaller than you. You know what I'm saying? And like, I agree with old girl saying, if this what he gonna do in front of cameras, imagine what he gonna do, you know, behind the scenes or whatever. And then he's still standing on business, still saying it wasn't that serious. No, wasn't nobody bruised, didn't nobody go to the hospital, whatever. Domestic violence is domestic violence. Whether you put your hands on somebody, you are mentally or emotionally abusing them, it's still domestic violence, and he need to go have several seats, and his mama need to get her belt out or the switch or the extension cord and beat his ass.
Okay, let's because of you two, let's try to use the word DV, because they gonna say something to my channel. Lee, what you gotta say about it, mama? Because they stupid. Lee, you there, mama? Alicia. Okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and move on to well, after she already talked to she and they decided to go ahead and leave, and everybody, I like how but Kimachi said they did pour into her. I love the support, because that really was a rough moment and a real moment, not fake to me, that I saw. You could tell it even touched Taronda a bit too as well. She didn't like any of that. So anyway, Tierra and I want to talk about them a little bit. When I first saw Sienna and she was saying stuff like, I have to get the vibe of the person, I kind of felt like that she didn't get that vibe from Brandon when she first met him. And that's her initial thought, and she still is giving that. Now, I know you guys, she wants to take her time to get to know him, but it also seems like she's not really willing to compromise. Now, that's only what we're seeing on the screen, in my opinion. Just the way she is with him, telling him what to do, barking orders. And even when they're talking about moving in or moving, you know, getting close to each other because they live in two different places, it just seemed like she's not willing to be in no kind of way. What do you think about that? I feel like she just went her way.
Last week, outside of the older couple, the BBW, I thought this was another couple that could make it. And this week, I feel like they can go ahead and get on the same flight that Alexis and Dominique got on, because they do not for each other.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't know where the flip, like, how did it flip? Because they were doing so good. She was talking about visiting Florida. He was like, I'll get you a flight. She was like, let's link up our schedules. And then the next thing you know, it was like, you a bitch. And I was like, wait. What happened to y'all? And then she kind of took it too
far. That's why inconsistent.
That escalated quickly.
I'm sorry, Mama. Go ahead.
Right. I didn't understand.
Because.
Those two are.
Go ahead,
not
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mom. It's a little delay.
No, I'm just.
No, they're not. And it's inconsistency.
Yes. I don't like them anymore. They can go ahead and leave as well. You all aren't for each other. Let's not waste 10 more episodes planning each other's face. No, like that was a red flag. When that lady came out and just like, you're a bitch. I was like, wait a minute. How did the conversation get here? Like, that's a red flag,
very
sir.
Aggressive.
Get and go.
And
yeah, my dad used to tell me all the time, don't ever call no man, don't wear like that. It's ridiculous. What'd you say?
No, I'm just also saying, you know, Greg went to talk to her about, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah, so Greg went to talk to her about him. And then Greg's girl, I don't remember her name, went to talk to him about her. But she's catching feelings. She's like, why is he talking to other girls about my situation? You are talking to Greg about his situation and you are receiving your, you know, you are receptive about whatever Greg was talking to you about. I was confused. I don't know what her issues are, because when she met him online, she knew he was divorced. She knew he had two kids. So what's your problem? What's your problem?
She don't like him. And she nitpicking every little thing. So what she was cool with before when they was online and in La La Land, she was cool with that. Now she in person and the spark is not there. She don't like him like that. So she's nitpicking everything. Because you don't go from, oh yeah, I'll come to Florida, blah, blah, blah. And he even pointed out the fact that she was inconsistent. And then she said, oh, that's like the third or fourth person that told me. And the other three to four people that told her was exes of hers. So if you saying on Monday, you the love of my life and I want to move to Florida, and then on Wednesday you like, you know what, you need to come up here because I don't even like Florida, and then Friday you be like, you know what, but it's cool, you know, I could whatever. You can't get into a relationship with somebody that's that inconsistent, because I mean, granted, we know feelings change, but usually it's over time. Her feelings change with the weather.
yes it's a lot. Hey, yeah, Aaron is also in the chat on Instagram. He's saying hi to everybody. Welcome, y'all. Welcome, Aaron. Welcome,
hey, Aaron.
Erica. How you doing, Mama?
Which Aaron?
Aaron with Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Aaron with.
So, Diamond. Welcome, Erica. We did touch. She's the one with. I'm sorry. You called him an older
with
couple.
I call. He was Diamond the is one. The voluptuous lady.
Yeah, the one that liked.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Erica, you came in late, but we did briefly discuss what happened, how he got sent out the house, and she got sent out the house. If you could briefly, because we kind of talked about it a little bit, the DV and everything else, just how you feel about it. And then we kind of moved on to Sienna yelling and talking crazy to Brandon, and go right ahead.
Okay, so in reference to the DV. I would say bad acting overall, but I don't believe in DV, like,
oh, wow.
Real or pretend. And mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, like, I don't know, like, to me, now that they got online saying that they were pretending, I'm like, I'm glad you were eliminated. Like, what's the purpose? So... yeah, like, to me, the fact that you think that that's funny, and even in the video where he's like, oh, I didn't think it was that deep, and then even like, I think I watched most of their interview or whatever when they got online to talk about they made it up, but to me, especially, like, I hate to say it, but I'm from Chicago too, your brother from Chicago, why you think it would be funny to pretend, I guess, pretend fight a woman, like, I don't know, maybe they both need therapy. So I really don't have too much to say because it was fake and it was kind of stupid. So, but maybe
Erica, he thinks it's funny because he'll be in real life. That's why.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, you thought of it just because, you know, just how you write jokes based on probably on who you are and what you believe. So he said, even when he was talking, the whole, he didn't think it was that deep. That was problematic. And even if you were being funny or you, it wasn't a real fight or whatever, it was still, the fact that you think that that's a good idea to do, like, okay, we're going to pretend, but I'm going to like, really push you, like, I don't know. So I don't think it's a good look. So, you know, whatever. But had it now, what was really interesting is, and I didn't go back and watch the episode last week, but a few bloggers or YouTubers or whatever, they did make the statement that at the end of the episode, they didn't give that domestic violence warning last week, but I saw that they did do it this week. So right. Shout out to old out here in East Street and getting it together. You know, that's the most I have to say about that. And then as to Sienna, I feel like I know this is the wrong show. Can we vote her off? That's what I want to know. That's all I have to say.
Now let's vote her off. Damn, Erica.
That's what I have to say on that. Okay, I'll be right back.
Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so goody. Can you hear me, mama? Goody? Lord have mercy. Everybody have technical difficulty today.
Well, Goody and Lee.
I guess so, child. So okay, we didn't already talk to Miss Sienna and Brandon how everybody on mute for real. Okay. So Woo, Jesus.
Well, I'm Let's only going on mute because I'm on her life, but that hurts her.
No, I got you. I'm being the Beyonce day, I'll just be ridiculous. Anyway, so Chris and what's her name? I can't see her name right. Is it Sienna? No, not Sienna. Yeah. What's Chris's girlfriend name?
Sadia.
It's Sandia. Yeah, okay. So so they finally had that conversation, the two of them, about all everything they went through because everybody was, you know, was really, he kept trying to say he didn't say this, he didn't say that. I remember him specifically saying that's not my girl, which is fine. I'm not with her, telling her to leave the room, a lot of disrespectful things. So to me, he was trying to be accountable for some things, but at the same time, he was like, it's not a big deal. So I don't know. What's your word about that, kiss my cheeks? Let's start with you, mama.
That man was not trying to be accountable. He was lying. Yes, he did own up to one thing, but he forgot about, oh, I pull all the women. I love the strip clubs. I'm going to give you 3 good dates. Then I'm going to ghost you. This woman heard all of that, and she still want to stay. So, girl, go ahead and live in that misery, and good luck with that broken heart he about to give you.
Okay, get my cheese TV. Okay. What you got to say, mama? Mm-hmm.
I think he said he was not interested in any of the girls in the house. Okay, now we are not talking about out there. Out there, you know, we don't know. But in the house, he's not checking out for anybody. But I don't know why she sits there and she says, okay. When he has disrespected you, saying over there, go. And then, I mean, is she that desperate? She's a beautiful girl. You can do better than that. I'll be leaving. No, there's nothing to pursue over there. She kept saying, you know, he's not giving you anything to fight for that relationship. He's not giving you anything. Zero. So he's handsome though. He's a good looking guy.
So y'all can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. Hello, y'all. Hey, everybody. So.
Goody.
He was gaslighting her. He hit her with the well, we are in a relationship, but when he was in that confessional, what'd he say? I have to go speak to my girl, right? That's what he said. He has her in a state of confusion. He's talking foolishness. She talking about she gonna fight for it. She needs to be fighting him.
What did she
fight for? What?
Right? Fight for what? Right? What are you fighting for?
She needs to walk away. She heard all the trash that he did. I don't understand how you gonna listen to lies when you heard the truth for yes. yourself.
There was a point because I didn't really remember the people's names, and there was a point where they were like, when he said, I woke up and Dominique wasn't here, and I was like, yeah, she left. And then I was like, damn, it's the guy that needed to be gone.
Well, the one who said that
us old folk don't know nothing about, we overreacting on the old network.
Okay,
because we old.
I had to refresh my screen. I'll be back. I'm sorry. Where we left off? What y'all talking about? Because I just had to come real back real fast. What happened?
Who outside, you need Safari? To leave that.
Who's Safari?
They saying that he looks like Safari and he has Safari energy. But Safari Safari's not a plain old stupid idiot. Like, he going to do his little dirt in the background and the people going to talk about it. Safari. He wanted to tell her.
Not the go TV sit version. Back.
Safari is a big.
Who said a GB bird like the Walmart brand of Safari? Y'all know y'all wrong for that.
I said that in the chat. I was hollering laughing. That's hilarious.
I also think her downfall.
Oh my God.
Sadia's downfall is that she's trying to marry a Haitian man because she's a Haitian woman. And she needs to leave that alone. Nah. Mm. Nah. Mm. And he know that he got to get.
That's a very good point.
He's keeping her there because he know he has to marry a Haitian woman too. And he knows she check off all the boxes that his culture is gonna embrace. But he's foolishness. Pure foolishness.
And thinking that she's gonna take whatever he give. You think so as well? That he could just do what he want with her and she's gonna take it.
That's what she's showing too. Him that right now.
She's not gonna
did that.
No, I said he's thinking that. He seems like he's thinking that, in my opinion. Like that he's thinking that she's gonna do whatever, but I think she's not. Go ahead, Ma.
No, but she is. I mean, the guy is there.
What'd you say?
I'm saying the guy is already disrespecting you, and you heard it. You heard nobody told you this. You heard him saying, go, I don't have any girlfriends, I can speak to other girlfriends. And then the next day you're over there saying, I'm gonna fight for it. What are you fighting for? It doesn't make sense.
What got me was when he was like, because I don't trust women. What are we doing here? I'm supposed to be here to redeem your trust in women? Nah, I'm good. That's not my ministry.
He in the wrong program. He on the wrong TV show. Mm-hmm. Look, so I'm not sure if y'all had got to the point where we were going to talk about the Boom Boom Room and the Kama Sutra. I don't know what in the world was going on with the Kama Sutra and the whole Boom Boom Room and sitting outside in the dirt. First of all, we're doing doing different positions. Why are we outside in the dirt? I never understood that part. Could we have some blankets down or something? Oh, girl, they want to put her head and her wig and stuff in the dirt. I'm like, bro, who picked the location? That's all I want to say about that. So, get my chief. What you think about the Kama Sutra, mama?
It was a scene. They had to do something. I wouldn't have been out the dirt, but it was cute for what it was.
No, it was not cute. How do you expect people to be comfortable doing these? And granted, they was fully clothed and all that, but you got all these other people around here. Now, some people are exhibitionists and some people are not. Like, how you like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna be comfortable gapping my legs wide open in front of all these people. Like, no.
I don't know. Maybe I am an exhibitionist. I ain't find nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
I thought it was cute. I wouldn't have done it on the
gym.
If they were in the gym, it would have been a little better, little mats on the floor, but I thought it was cute.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. Get my cheese. Somebody chat, Randy Shop. Who always has cute things to say in the chat. Hi at the Randy Shop says cute wear. So for me, I thought the idea they're trying to be intimate. I saw where they were going, trying to bring some kind of sexual energy. Maybe they thought that after the whole Lex and Dom thing, they wanted to try to do something different. I don't know. Maybe it was geared toward it. Maybe it was a program they had for the third episode, but decided, look, let's try to fire it up because everybody mad and shit. But it just, to me, it didn't land, in my opinion. It didn't land. It seemed awkward for a few couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Goody,
y'all
go ahead.
Know
yeah.
that Brandon and Sienna didn't have no kind of chemistry at all. You might as well have rubbed two rocks together.
Okay. Out of curiosity, well, like, you know, have y'all ever watched the other show where they put the rappers in the house and they're in couples and it's AJ Wright, and I think they added Tony, what's his name, to the equation, the life coaches?
Oh, no, I never watched, but no, you're talking about, though.
I like, this exercise they did would have required somebody to do a deeper dive. The position when they were doing, where the girl did reverse cowgirl on the guy, and the host was like, well, I noticed that you picked a position where you were not facing him, where you were backing him. What's that about? She didn't have the ability.
A stranger, damn.
She didn't have what it took to really ask the questions and go deep and give them tools to work on. Like, I don't know. Just as Kamisha said, it fell flat because, like, what was the purpose of this exercise? And then, you know, we have to remember this is 2 years old, so I'm almost curious as to what was going on 2 years ago that they thought that throwing this in there would have been, yeah, it's going to get the people going.
Goody, this was done 2 years ago?
It was.
Two years ago.
I think I think
you didn't have to do it in front of everybody else. Like, to me, if you had your own little sections or cubicle or something, but I'm like, one, what position do I want to do in front of everyone, whether I have clothing on or not, is one thing. And then two, I think it did reveal who was cool with each other or intimate or whatever, had some sort of connection, and who didn't. The people who weren't connected looks crazy. I don't want to turn on a remote control to the TV. I'm just going to plop my butt on top of you. So it definitely brought out who was really connected and who wasn't. And then one couple from LA
was already.
All their interactions seem to be consistent with that they're actors. So they kind of seem like they were halfway sort of performing. But I think that overall, the people who were connected were kind of cool with it, and the people who weren't. But
Erica, there's some people who are not comfortable doing those things in public. That doesn't mean they're not connecting. I'm just not comfortable doing that when the cameras are rolling. They're not. You cannot then, you know, say that I'm not connecting with my partner just because I'm not comfortable doing it. And I feel like it's rushed. This was something that would have been done maybe down the line or in some, I don't know, understanding the couple. Not everybody is willing to do whatever you're telling them to do. You know, this all early on in the process, or even, you know, in public.
Well, I want you guys to also understand that this does happen, like, in, you know, where people do groups like these, and where they would do something like the Kama Sutra in front of other couples. I'm just saying that this does happen. I just think that this was not the right setting, and I think there was an episode that probably planned for maybe the third or fourth episode, but because of all the friction everything happened, they probably was like, look, you know, let's go ahead and change it up, you know what I'm saying, because it was a lot of stress in the house or whatever. Really truly, I think somebody in the chat brought it up how Greg pulled in, and to me, I like their chemistry, Millie and Greg, even though she was kind of like, we're gonna chill, but the way he pulled her in, and she said, I'm a lady, but other than that, everybody had Diamond and Aaron. I like Diamond and Aaron when he had her leg up. They seemed very comfortable there in their position, and he was just staring at her. It's like he really was very much so enjoying how what he was looking at, like they was the only couple in the room. So I mean, I saw some stuff in there that I was like, okay, maybe I kind of could see where they were going. And Shay and Josh seems very much into each other, you know. But it is what it is. So we know Joanna and Aaron were just an awkward situation. The whole situation was, you could just tell they don't like, she don't like him. Even when they asked each other, you know, did that make you feel some, whatever, she was just like, and he was like, I was like, I just don't even understand them. Even the other couple were saying she don't like him. So,
They
didn't like each other.
It would have been cuter, if they like y'all said, like if you would have been inside the gym, and then like you know how they do like the like little makeshift hospital rooms, like if they'd had the pipe and drape, and so like everybody would have, you know, been in their own little section, like lined up and straight across where nobody else can see them, but you know they all receiving the same instruction or whatever. Then I think people would have felt more comfortable to open up, but. I don't care where you would have put Sienna and Brandon. It ain't no chemistry there.
Taronda asked her, she said, are you agitated? Like, do you feel anything? I died. And she was just because she was she felt nothing for him. And she was like, because you chose the thing that was no work. You didn't want to look at him. Are you mad? Like, what's wrong? Maybe you need to do some of this conversation to go to Boom Boom Room.
Right. And she was like, this is a simple, you know, I looked at it and this is the least work that, you know.
Yeah, the easiest position. You know.
Yeah.
And the way she was sitting on him.
What'd you say, Erica?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Erica. You good, mama. Go ahead, Erica. Erica, I don't know. Everybody having.
Oh well, then let me say the way she was sitting on him is how you be sitting on the curb after the club waiting on your Uber. Okay, she was so disinterested.
I ain't got time for you, Adina, today. You bet. You back, Erica?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Erica.
No, she just plopped on him, and it was like. Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, and she's not interested and he wasn't interested, so
I'm really rooting for them though. I'm just rooting for them though.
You always go the opposite direction of everybody.
Wait a minute, isn't she the one who called him a bitch, right? Am I confused?
Yes. What are you rooting for?
Maude, not only did she call him a B when they were together, but basically she decided to also read him in front of everybody, right? Like
about information she already knew.
Yeah.
And then other women had to come in and check her, like, you know, because really my question would be, has anybody ever tried to marry you while you trying to trip on somebody else? Like, you know, like,
Come on, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
The way she was talking to him was very ended in marriage and or engagement.
Because I've been that person where somebody's been like, well, has anybody ever proposed to you? So I've got that question myself. So I know how, you know, if somebody's gonna read you, they can read you. So I'm kind of like, why?
Right.
Yeah, like why is she reading him? Is something happening where she's mad or whatever? Like, what is she mad about? So
and it's information she already knew.
So she knew already, but my whole thing is, if I'm gonna ask Kim My Cheeks and everybody's question, I felt like she was like, as a man, the way she was talking to him the whole time was so disrespectful. I felt like from the point where we're gonna pick that one from that point on for the whole episode, it's like when she said, are you telling him what to do? And she was throwing up and laughing, but she was being for real. It's like it gave me that you're telling him what to do. I don't mind. I am aggressive, but he can't be a man in that position and he's doing it in front of other people. Kim My Cheek, what's your opinion?
I already said they needed to be on the same flight that the other couple was on. I don't know why they sit out here wasting their time on the TV. Can't they choose to go home, or is it a contract you got to stay? I felt like that's why they had 8-9 couples, so half of y'all can go home anyway and quit wasting time. This is one of the couples. You don't like him. You don't want to be with him. Whatever y'all was doing online was cute, but it's not going to happen in person. So let it go.
Right.
Exactly. And to me, the guy who was telling her, give him 10 days, I'm like, the woman tell him, you have some self-respect. It's not her giving you time. Do you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's going to talk to you crazy like this? I would say do better than that. And you self-eliminate.
I would have self, especially talking about my children some kind of way, I would have self-eliminated. Like, all right.
Anyone who's like, okay, you should still be in a marriage that you went into when you were 20 or whatever, who ain't never been married, who's gonna tell you to stay in a marriage to make you, I guess, more respectable for her?
Well,
like, it doesn't make sense on some.
Hold on. Hold on, Mama. I haven't heard from Goody in a minute. I wanted to hear from Goody with this. It was, to me, like how you switched it up, how he brought it up and said you're being inconsistent. Like, she got so offended to the point where you would have called this man a bitch because of the fact that 3 months ago you said it, and even in the house you said in the beginning of the episode, you'd be willing to move. But then when he's like, I got my kids, which we would drag him if he wasn't for his babies. So I'm so confused why you are just coming at this man. But I want to hear from Goody about that, because I know she has a thing with a baby daddy and how they collaborate.
So I feel her on one thing. I too am from the Bronx. I too am not moving to Florida. It's not happening. But I wouldn't let someone think it was something that was going to happen. That said, I was driving when I was watching this. Like, I had to pull the car over to see if she was serious, because she was like, yeah, I've gotten, other men have told me that. Well, which other men? Other men I've dated. You a bitch. Wait, what? Like, I had to pull over and rewind and be like, yo, what's happening here? Because it was like a false equivalency. Like, you are inconsistent. You have a track record of inconsistency. And instead of holding yourself accountable and saying, you know what, I've heard this a few times, maybe I should look into it. He wasn't nasty with it. He was just confused by it. You just call him out his name, tell him that he a bad man because he got children all over by multiple women. I almost felt like she was saying the children shouldn't be here. And about the children, who's going to encourage a man to move states away?
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. From their kids. That's not even a man.
Exactly. We would be talking about him like a dog if he was willing to leave his kids for a woman. We would be dragging him right now. All of us.
I just dropped my kids off. We would be like, okay, well, what about all this father of the year shit you was talking about? Now all of a sudden you're going to drop this and move to whatever. But, like, I was just going to say, that woman is disrespectful. She already knew the information. And the fact that she tried to read him and bring up the information in front of everybody else, as if she just found out the information. And then she did clean it up. She's like, I've been knowing this, but still. But you in your feelings now, a hit dog will holler, and now you trying to read this man and make him
accountability is an issue.
Exactly.
Accountability is an issue. And when we hear men say that black women don't want to hold themselves accountable, this is what they're citing. Because he said something that resonated because she'd heard it before. And instead of saying, let me take a... All she had to do was pause and be like, you know what? I have heard that before. Tell 100%. Me more about how that makes you... She didn't even want to hear it. It became... She got defensive.
Right.
And it was wild. She just wanted to be on TV.
She did.
That could be it.
The scary thing is... The scary thing for me... I'm going to be real with you. The scary thing for me is that if... You have the nerve to say, oh, you know what? Other guys told me that. So you literally are admitting you know you have it, which nothing is wrong with that, but you call this man out his name. So I remember my dad telling me, you don't ever call, he would tell me this, you know, don't ever call a man out his name. Don't do that. I don't, just because y'all don't want to hear it, we didn't want to hear that too. You know what I'm saying? Degrading a man is like one of the first no-nos. She literally did it the entire episode. She got louder and louder, and to the point where you have the entire cast saying, girl, you're doing way too much. Have you not been had a broken relationship or a failed relationship? She could answer that as if her relationship is all perfect. Yes, we do hold ourselves to, we want to have the best, whatever, whatever. But are you the best? You can request it and want it all day. but are you the best on the table? Do you have issues? Like, you coming to him like you're just like the pick of the litter, the virgin princess. I don't know. I just didn't understand where she was coming from this episode, especially when she knew the information already. So I don't know what was going on, little mama. Didn't look like she was drinking anything, but a lot was going on. Is Maj still here? Maj, what you got
to say about from casting.
Mama, you a fan or?
She was coming from casting.
Can you hear me? I was rooting for them. I was rooting for them in the last like 10 minutes. Now I have joined your camp, guys. Can you clap for me because I have joined your camp? Yay!
Maj, when you be rooting for people, you mean root beer? Like, what kind of root you mean? Ginger root? Because, like, you can't be rooting for those people, man.
Wow.
Listen, I said I was in the first episode, I thought that there was potential in these two. And that's what I said. I said, okay. I was rooting for you in the first episode. That's what I said. It's up until the second episode, I was like, oh my gosh, what's she talking about? Whatever her issues are, she already had this information prior to all this. So it's not that I'm rooting for them now. I did root for them in the first episode.
And nah, that rooting shade, that shade about your rooting was what was the couple? Mod was just rooting for them, and we all like, what you mean?
Right, what you mean?
Couple she likes.
Mod is a contrarian. Well, I'd be like, nah, whatever you say, I don't say that. I'm saying the opposite.
Well, I got a question.
I do like Dominic. Oh, go ahead, Kamachis. Go ahead.
No, I had a question from last week because I missed the conversation. I just want to know what you all said about Shay and Josh. I got to put this to the side. The 12-year
relationship. She's lying to us. She's lying. There's no way she was in a relationship for 12 years.
Ma, would you have been here last week and just the first one to respond? Ma, hold on. Go ahead, Kamachi.
I know where I'm going, but I ain't even asked yet. I want to know, what did she do on year 9 when the 3-year-old came along? Because why are you in a relationship for 12 years with this man got a 3-year-old?
Was the mother of this 3-year-old the one that he posted on Facebook that he was about to be engaged to? That's what I want to know.
Where do y'all find it? Do they have a Facebook chat on this? Because I don't get none of the tea on this show.
Well, they have there's a Facebook group that Aaron created. There's one. I got it on my community wall. But wait a minute. Say it again, Dina, what you said?
Okay, so remember he had asked some other woman to marry him and posted it on Facebook, right?
That's the other one.
My bad. I'm getting it too confused. My bad. But anyways, yes. Okay, so the 3-year-old. What happened with that?
Questions I want to know, because that what did you break up? Is that a break baby? I don't know.
So then if it's a break baby, don't talk about 12 years. So it's not about 12 years.
So I think the 12 years, I don't know how old they are, but they might have been kids when they started the 12 years.
They were 20,
31, 30. See how old they are.
So they were in their teens and 20s.
Shay is
31.
So she was 21.
Wow.
So they've been Facebook friends for
12
years. That's what it is.
But that's been her man. And you can't come on TV and say, this been your man for 12 years. And he got a 13-year-old and a 3-year-old. Because I was like, wait, what happened that year?
I'm cool with the 13-year-old because that was already before me.
Right.
It's the 3-year-old I got the issue with.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know what happened around year 9. Because you can't put that
out. And do you honestly think that that's your man or that's your woman for 12 years? And they even parked cars get hit, okay? So y'all mean to tell me for 12 years wasn't nobody going to the boom boom room with somebody else for 12 years? Get out of here.
Maybe there's a pass for that.
Wait a minute.
The train Southwest always got a $49 special.
I was gonna say
okay.
In a meetup.
Okay. You
and
are.
And Frontier is cheaper than that. Frontier Spirit.
I don't know if I like anybody enough to get on Spirit.
The mama, the baby mama, well, the baby mother of the 3-year-old probably would have so much to say. What I tell you, if
she, where she at? Come through, boo. We looking for you. Come through, boo.
Yes.
I feel like he's still dating that baby mama, because, and I guess they're going to argue about it when they get home, and she finally
We need to go to that. Nah,
he's going to tell her he got an acting gig.
Yeah, he got an acting gig.
Kiss my cheeks. What I said last week when we talked about it was, one, usually if it's that long of a gap, then either someone is in prison, because I watch a lot of the show Catfish, so either someone is in prison, or when, sort of like with Catfish, like they were in each other's lives, right? But they weren't probably official. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously he was seeing other people. He was, you know, he had a kid or whatever. So it's kind of like, well, you know, you feel like you have a relationship because you're connected online and maybe they're texting every day or whatever. And, you know, good morning, beautiful, all that stuff. But you're still dealing with whoever is right there in your presence. And so I think to say we've been dating this whole time
is bullshit.
You know,
it's
how you define
it. Oh,
I mean, shit.
They had an emotional attachment.
They we did that in high school. We were dating on and off for 3 years and not even in a relationship. That's that youngster. You know, we was kids doing that same relationship for 3 or 4 years.
Wait, that's not I talked to him.
Right.
We talked. That's literally what the I talked to him for 12 years.
Yeah,
well,
we
talked.
And I do give them that because they do seem to be the most connected. So I feel like there is some history.
They do.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of history there. I honestly believe that. I'm with you on that there's a lot of history there. However, even parked cars get hit. That's all I'm saying.
True. At the end of the day, everybody has knees and they're human. So the fact of the matter is that is a long time. You got, and then the thing about it, the part that tripped me out is that, like, the whole thing with the 13-year-old baby. How is it you got the exact years and shit? You got the 12-year and 13-year-old baby. Y'all got that down to us almost to the last year. Like, you know, it's just, but I'm not even like judging, nothing like that. I get it. Y'all doing what y'all gotta do, but what would the woman have to say? If she comes out and says something like, look, we got a kid together, but we were never intimate, we were never anything else once we had the child, that could be a possibility. That he literally was just talking to her online, because he act like, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I see Josh and he's talking about Shay, he's talking about Shay like she's the only woman in the world. He does. Now, I'm not sure what y'all think about that. Because see, the way he talk about her, he's so happy to see her. He's happy to be around her. And the same for her. So,
They
locked in.
And I think she might be the woman for him now. You know what I mean? Like, maybe nothing else. You know what I mean? No one at home is popping off. But that doesn't mean it's been like that for 12 years.
It's also possible that he could have had some jail time.
Wait a minute.
Somebody said
that she was a side chick. Oh, snap. Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Nah, I'm not going to.
Here's the thing. If you are dating somebody long distance and you know, like, how they are, like, I did date somebody long distance for, like, 3-4 years, and we had an agreement. Like, you can go out and do what you need to do, but don't be catching no feelings and don't be having no babies. I don't want to see nothing when I come to town. You won't see nothing when you come to my town. And then when I moved to that location, all them hoes had to go. And that's how I put it down. So it could be like that.
Listen, I'm absolutely not going to be the side chick.
Because they didn't go to each other's town. So without,
I'm not going to be the Facebook side chick. Nah.
You're
not going to put side chick on me.
Hold on. You know, we already established that they all literally use the show to be able to see each other. Everybody used every excuse in the world of why they couldn't see each other and literally used the show for paying the trip.
Especially the people living in the same town. I don't understand how y'all been on my
screen
for years.
They live
yes, Maude. Yes, Maude. We can barely hear you, Maude.
I think that Miss Wilson has some tea over there because she's calling her a liar.
Who's Miss Wilson?
I saw that. Miss Wilson, I don't know who Miss Wilson is. Miss Wilson, who? But first, let me be clear. Who's the one lying?
I think so.
Let me find out. If you're the baby mama, hit that link, baby. Let me know.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I'm not the side chick. If all I've been doing is texting you and liking your pictures, you're not going to give me the side chick jacket. I don't want it. I'm good.
Well, she's calling him a liar. Spill the tea, ma'am.
First of all, I'm calling him a liar. Okay. Well, tell me something.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. How do you know him and all the things? Abby, what you got to say? I know you're busy, Abby. So you popped in to say something. I think she's getting ready to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Abby.
Yeah. I'm on my way to a bridal shower. Listen. I still don't understand how you went a whole 13 years of talking to a person, and neither one of you had no Megabus money, no Greyhound money, no get on the train money, no get on a plane money, not even a little Spirit Airlines money to get to one another if you was really trying to connect to that person. Listen, I have rented a car and driven 5 hours to go.
I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm gonna have to come see y'all.
I don't understand how you've gone 13 years and you've been talking to this person and you're so in love with this person, but ain't nobody had a job this whole 13. Like, I don't understand. You couldn't ask your
until there was some money involved. Until there was some money involved. You realize none of these people decided to connect until they could be on TV and somebody else was footing the bill. That, to me, would say that you're not that into me. You know, because if you can't get in a car, plane, train, automobile, something, you know, Megabus, Greyhound, all the things, if you couldn't do that on your own, then you really wasn't trying to come see me.
Honey, clearly not. There are people. Them fools is in the same city. Talk about it's been 3 years. Talk about they in the same friend group. You ain't never been to a party.
Not the friend group chat.
That's because they're actors, Abby, because they're in LA acting and they are.
The friend is the agent.
Now they're acting it out.
Right.
Lord, I ain't got time for y'all.
Because they live 30 minutes from each other. They live 30 minutes. I had a homeboy one time. We was on the phone for 4 hours. I was like, dude, you could have been over here. He lived 30 minutes away. Like, I'm not going to sit on the phone with you for 24 hours and you live down the street.
They have
Ubers in LA. Now we FaceTiming and we're 1 mile away. But look, hold on. One of the things, but hold on. Yeah, hold on, y'all. One of the things the host actually said, she said that some of the people have issues, is why they didn't actually see each other. So,
Old boy did say he was insecure.
Okay.
So,
he's
not
insecure
for a check.
His neck is missing.
One issue is a baby mama. So there are other issues.
Hold on. Everybody talk at the same time.
No, I'm saying the other issue is that they're seeing people. Hey, like, one issue is a baby mama. Like, he had a baby 3 years ago, so he was seeing somebody. That was his issue. If you're in a relationship, you cannot travel to go visit another chick very easily. So that is the issue. I'm just going to say.
Right, but the people that have been talking for 3 years that live 30 minutes away from each other, the dude said he has some type of insecurities, but now all of a sudden it's a TV camera and a check involved, and your insecurities is gone.
And you got the hoochie daddies on?
That's good.
Right. Yeah, the hoochie daddies.
Yeah, that's great.
Wait, what like they said? They say he had the Idris Elba apps.
Listen. I like him.
Wait, what? I don't remember anybody saying that.
No, when we went to get into the pool, they was like, "Oh, he got the abdominals."
I thought it was some bad vibes out there. It wasn't given 21 Jump Street. I mean, it was given dad vibes. I thought was happening. And nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't given that. Maybe I missed the memo. I don't know. My bad.
I mean, the other guys probably showed some kind of way. They commented.
Well, all I know is it behooves me to understand how these people all of a sudden got all these issues and then a camera and a check appear, and oh baby, I miss you. I gotta see you. We all in love. You mine forever. What?
But you okay, y'all. Hold on, real quick. So we got. Hang on, y'all. We got Aaron in the chat, and I want to in the Instagram chat. He needs to hop over to YouTube so I can see his chat because I don't have the other chat open. But he says, I'm going to say this for Diamond and I. We were friends, then COVID, then the show, we couldn't meet. LOL, yes. That was 5 years. COVID was 2.5 and 3, and I didn't fly. So we're going to say 4 years extra for a show. Actually, I understand what he's saying because COVID people didn't see each other for 3 years.
Budget rental, even though you don't fly like I don't, beloved.
Oh Lord, Jesus.
They do have a long distance, Florida and California, but still, like y'all said, the people that both live in Florida, the people that both live in California, that's me.
But also, these are also young folks who are taking advantage of technology. All right. So they don't have to be, you know, in your presence. You know, they can be doing Zoom calls, Zoom sets, Zoom whatever you want to call it. You know, they don't have to be in your presence. You can still have some orgasms and far away from each other. You know, you can still have some sets. And I'm over
here. One of my best friends met her husband on Hinge.
Don't do that.
One of my best friends met her husband on Hinge over the pandemic. He's in London. She's in London every 3 months. So
they got married and they still in London and she in the United States. Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Like he spent a significant amount of time here. She spends a significant amount of time there.
Absolutely. I
can't even marry the dude who lived 30 minutes away. I got my own issues. Like I have my own issues. And I'd be ever meeting them, I'd be meeting them. And I'd be like, oh, nah, let's not do this no more. Let's not meet anymore. Let's unmeet each other. Act like you never met me.
Not let's
act like you don't know me.
This is just wild. It's just
you
wild.
Know what? I can't.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now can we talk about the boom boom room? Because to me, I feel like even if I want to,
I brought it up.
I don't like people, the idea that we're gonna go ahead. To the room, then everybody else is like,
that feels very comfortable visit to me.
Waiting
and
for us to come out and be like, how was it? Like, that just, I'm not a fan of that.
And who changing the sheets in there? That's what I want to know. Who is changing the sheets in
hold
there?
On, wait. Hold on, wait. Because Eric, I heard what Erica said, Dina, but I can barely hear you, Abby. You said something while Erica tried to say something. What did you say, Abby? I didn't hear you.
It feels very conjugal visit. Who's changing the sheets? Is the room sound?
Oh, Lord.
Like, I have a ton of questions. Because I know I'm loud, so I don't want to be all in the room, and then I come out, and then they looking at me, and then they snickering and giggling, and then I got to cut somebody out. Who got time for that?
Ebony, did you say you're loud, Ebony?
I did.
Mm-hmm. She said giggling and sniggling when I come out the room for me.
Right. It's the sniggling. It's the sniggling for me.
Listen, if that man,
who laughing at what?
I don't understand. Like, because you know, people are immature.
You know what?
People are immature, so if everybody's going
very much
in
so.
The room, and we come out of the room, and my wig is twisting, but I'm grinning, and then y'all over there.
You know what? Now she got the glow. Now she got the glow on her face, and she's smiling from ear to ear.
It gives the ick. I don't like it.
I only think the 12-year couple use it anyway. I don't see sexual chemistry amongst anybody else that even use it. So just let that 12-year couple have
it. I see some chemistry between Greg and the girl.
Yeah, and then what's her name?
Give me a second. Millie? I need to. Peggy Millie. I want to echo. I want to echo some thoughts that Ebby used to have back in the day. Is there a prize for this?
Oh, prize at the end.
Goodie. The meeting, that's the prize. That's the prize. They've gotten the prize by being on the show. That's the prize, because they didn't have the money to fly and see each other. So the prize is the meeting right now.
There's no way. No, I would like a trip to Jamaica, to the Bahamas, something. I would like an actual prize. A three-day, four-night stay somewhere. Okay.
Nah, cause they not getting on no planes. They not flying out.
Right here, y'all. This is Aaron right here. I think they got it. This is what he was talking about, what happened, but why they didn't actually see each other. Anna said, 12 years a stranger. Y'all doing a lot in the chat. What's the... I don't know.
Man, 12 we years is a long time, but like we all said.
Y'all are so incredibly special. I can't.
I don't see why people be trying to put so much math on it. Be like, nah, me and him just started connecting 6 weeks ago. You ain't gonna get me with the time. Be like, nah, I sorry to that man. I do not know that man. I never ever met that man.
Even if they would have said like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Like after he had this completely obliterated relationship with the baby mama, he reached out to her and they bonded over the horrible stories and everything he had been through. Even that is more believable than 12 years.
Well, this is, but Aaron, this is Aaron from church, right? This is a church couple.
This is the what couple?
Yeah. Diamond and Diamond
church.
And Aaron.
Church.
Diamond and Aaron. Aaron, this is Aaron right here, the one that's 51.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
Do you have it? Okay, go ahead. What are you asking?
No, but I'm saying those are the church people, and I can see some chemistry between the two.
Hold on, let me do this. Let me share the screen so y'all can see. Who is on the computer? They type it fast like a mug. Hold on, let me see. So do you? This is who? This is right here. These, you talking about them, right, Ma? This is Aaron that's in the chat now.
Who is typing
or something like a bunch of crickly noise? What is that?
Oh, that's the rain.
I'm trying to figure out. So that's him in the chat. That's him right there, Aaron Howard. That's him. That's who you're talking about, Mogs. I can barely hear you.
Yes.
Okay. What about them?
No, I'm saying this is another couple that I'm seeing potential.
Yes, gotcha. I agree. I see potential. I love how he talks about her.
Yeah, I also like the way he's the one who talks to Alexis and saying, you know what, never forget about the situation, about the DV. Don't try, you know, I like that conversation that he had with her. This is only guy I respected, you know, out of that situation. So, yeah.
Lord have mercy. He said we're preachers' kids. That don't mean we in church. Maybe not who to say.
I don't care. They were, but somewhat, they are not. They were raised in like some type of, church.
Right. I got you. I got you. So I got the couple on other screen if y'all wanted to see it. So yeah, I get what you're saying with that, but she's so silly. But no, I do see a potential. I feel like when I see them, I see potential. I don't know about everybody else, but that's what I see. I see potential with them.
Is Aaron the one who proposed to somebody else?
Yeah.
Tell us about that, sir.
Yes. Well, I don't know if he proposed. I know it was a ring.
It was a ring.
Where you get the ring from,
Lord
sir?
Jesus, here we go.
Where the ring from?
He's
20
years old and he's still acting up on Facebook. I'm like, brother,
yeah,
don't do that.
You say what now? Yeah, I put his group on my community wall. Y'all enjoy his group. His group was the first and original page from the group from the cast. So y'all follow his page on Facebook. So he said, "I'll say." So ask the question again. Who was that? Goody. What was the question?
Where you get the ring from?
About the ring?
Where you get the ring from? Where the ring at now? Where the lady from the ring? Is Diamond here too? Because I want to know how she went from not being a girl's girl, you know, women are catty, to crying for Alexis and sad. I need to know the transition. If y'all here, let us know.
Well, I like his answer. I will say that. But look at my cheeks, type in Never Ever Meets on group on the Facebook. So two groups. His group is the original group, and it has Aaron as the you know, to start the group. Aaron says Diamond forgave me, so I don't have to need for the world to. Hey.
I ain't asked you to apologize. I asked where you get the ring from, where the ring at now.
We don't need to forgive you. Why are we forgiving you for?
I ain't even asking for the apology. I don't care that much about what happened between y'all. I want to know what happened with you and the other lady.
We don't care. Shit. You're not asking for forgiveness.
We don't. Mine's giving a lot of graces. Mine is giving out a lot of grace. It's like it's magic, right? She's just giving out a lot of grace. Oh. All right. So I don't know what Abby. I need before we get to the end of the preacher. Y'all want to come on down and wait a minute, wrong one. Y'all want to come on down and donate to the people up here? Cash apps. Please, guys, drop your cash apps in the chat. Aaron said that's over. Drop your cash apps in the chat. Please, please, please join the membership. Hit that join button, please. Come on down to the altar and join that membership. Hit that button real, real quick. And also, please donate to all my queens and follow all their channels. They are all content creators. Please follow their channels. I think the names of their channels is in the name here. But Sister Ebony, are you ready to come to the front and do your thing that you do so well?
Yeah, give me a second. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Bob. We asked for this to be a good show, and it's been not to be, God. We
that prayer is big enough. I don't hear you,
But bless the people to keep their healing for themselves. If not, that they go to jail quickly. If you do these things, you will be.
Well, Lord have mercy. Let me just go ahead and just go ahead and say it a little bit here. Lord help us, Jesus, in this season. I want y'all to please help the people understand that the ladies have their own opinion. And once again, we unfortunately do not care. If you do not like what we say, please help them, give them strength. When we drag and say the things that we say, we're not being mean. It is just tough love. Otherwise, get over it. With that being said,
get over it.
We always say these things and da 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 da. You know what to do. Blah, blah, blah. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, I gotta do my own ending. Y'all can talk about my ending up here.
I'll talk to you soon.